From Geraniums and Mjolnir by Chris Wasp. Ellie arrived about 3 hours later than she insisted, which was also her way of drawing out my burning anticipation. Everyone fell quiet as she approached, as everyone was in awe. Men and women both were dumbstruck and hoping to curry her favour. The bouquet coming from beneath her satin gown was unmistakable. She had baked and brought her honey cake. All mouths salivated as their owner's olfactory perception hit new heights. Her eyes glinted as a wicked grin flickered across her sensual face. Our eyes were locked as she bit playfully on her lip. "I'm sure you're aware of the honour bestowed upon you by my allowing you to taste of my cake," she said in a tone with no hint of evasion. She knew that she wanted me to eat her cake as much as I wanted to smother it all over my greedy little face. It made my knees grow slightly weak, and they shook. "I am, Your Highness," was the best I could muster. She giggled and flicked her long dark hair behind her. "Then let us to your chambers, for I wish to honour you." And without waiting for a response, she led the way, leaving behind the pheromone-filled room in which we were standing. My head swirled. Walking downwind of her filled my nostrils with a scent of sweet, sticky syrup, setting my tongue a-quiver. My glands were throbbing, and I salivated like a rabid dog, overcome with what was to transpire. We entered my chambers and I sat at the table. She closed the door behind me and turned to face me, her arms behind her, palms planted on the hard wood. The light from the flickering torches softened, casting a resplendent red glow across the room, the gentle wisps of flame seeming to lay themselves onto my skin, caressing and lingering, barring retreat. Ellie seemed to fill the room, her fragrance setting the flames to dancing. Her lips parted as she whispered, "Oh no, no, little one. Take a tray, to the bed you go, and make yourself comfortable. Tonight, you dined so well." I did as I was bid. She lifted her gown, revealing her lockbox containing the spongy confectionery. She carried it over to the bed and sat facing me. Running her hand across her ample chest, she fingered a key on a chain, nestling safely in her cleavage. Slowly, gently, precisely, she lifted the chain from around her neck, up over her head, and delicately slipped it into the lock.